Well, we're turning now to those figures showing a continuing rise in house prices. According to data just published by the CSO, residential property prices rose by 10% in the 12 months to September, with the highest rises in the Fingal area of Dublin. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy is here. David, let's take a look first of all at that national picture. What do the figures say?
So what they say really is that we're continuing to see an acceleration in prices. Prices rose by 10.8% in the 12-month period in Dublin and 9.4% outside the capital. Now, the CSO gives some figures regarding where prices are the highest. Nationally, the prices, the median price or the middle price for buying a home or apartment is €346,000. In Longford, that's the area with the lowest prices, and there the median price is €175,000. The highest is Dunleary Rathdown at €637,000.
I remember a few months back there being some speculation that the price rises in Dublin would have to ease because they had to reach a ceiling sometime, but it seems that ceiling is still some bit away.
There's no sign at all that prices are going to decline anytime soon. And in fact, if you look at the economic factors behind it all, you'd say they're probably going to accelerate further. And the reason for this is, firstly, the population is going up. The economy is continuing to grow strongly. The jobs market is very strong. And interest rates are on the way down from the European Central Bank. Put all those factors together, they do result in higher prices. You've got a lack of supply. Currently, about one third of the new houses that are built actually reach the market for sale. The other ones are bought by the government, by the state, for social or affordable housing, or they're bought by build-to-rent developments. So all of that means you've got a very, very tight supply, and that drives prices higher.
The average prices now, David, how do they compare with prices at the height of the boom?
So right now, what we're seeing is that they're 14% above the peak of the boom, which was in April 2007. And then if you remember, there was a big property crash. Prices fell very significantly and they continued to fall until early 2013. And that was the low point. Since then, they've increased by a massive 155%.
This is directly relevant, of course, to one of the biggest issues in the election campaign, and that's the availability and the affordability of homes.
Yeah, so prices going up means that homes become less affordable and it becomes more of a financial challenge to buy a home. And it's also going to feed into arguments within the general election campaign regarding some of the schemes which the government has been using to try to help people get on the property ladder. It has been suggested by some that the Help to Buy scheme and the First Home scheme could actually add to prices. Now, we've yet to see a really firm economic analysis to suggest that's the case, but certainly in other markets, there have been indications that schemes like those could actually add to prices, and we're seeing prices going up an awful lot at the moment.
David, thank you. That was our economics correspondent, David Murphy.